I think everybody will feel the way I felt when I first learned the news and reported the news that GEER Nursing and Rehab was going to end outpatient service for their rehabilitation services and focus solely on on-campus needs. Understanding that as it will, it was still a shock, because if you're like me and like most of the people, you've utilized the talents of our local, I call them magic workers. And Mike Mangini is one of those people who introduced me to dry needling, first of all, which helped solve a problem that I had. And after like 12 or 13 weeks of therapy, was fine. I never had to worry about it again. And so it's with some happiness that we speak to Mike today, and also with some sadness. Mike, that was shocking news for all of us about in September, the outpatient physical therapy portion of GEER going away.
Yeah, good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I was shocked. I was saddened, and I think it's a loss for the community. So it's still something I'm processing.
Now, okay, let's talk about your how long have you been practicing out of GEER now?
It's been almost exactly 25 years.
Wow. That's absolutely amazing. And I'm not kidding. People know when I speak on the radio, I came to you with a particular problem with a feeling in my leg, and you introduced dry needling to me, which is not acupuncture. It's something totally different. And after about, I think, a 10 or 11 or 12 week course, it worked and it was successful. And I had been to you before for numerous other things as well, and also my mother. So it's one of those things that after 20 some years, it's a shock. But from what I understand, speaking to you, that you are going to try to move on and open up a service yourself.
Yeah, what I've decided is to stay in the community. I'm sort of devoted to the community. I've been here. I've connected to the community. So I'd like to continue to work here and service the community. So I've decided to open my own practice. I'm hoping to stay here in Canaan, and currently I'm looking to even rent space directly from GEER in our current space. So it may be a good chance that I can actually stay in this exact room. It's a nice facility, and it's a good location without steps.
All right, and what's so important here is the continuum of care that you provide. I don't know how many clients you have. I know you have, I think you have a lot of clients, but it's anything that upsets the apple cart when you get used to something. Like when COVID came on and I had a personal trainer also, the personal trainer was gone for 2 years. It really upsets your health and the way you look at your health and the way you carry on and function, because when you have somebody who's been your physical therapist, you're just used to doing what you're doing and you're in that groove.
I totally agree. I mean, I look at some of my providers, and I've had my primary care now for almost 30 years, and I'm thankful he's about my age, but I would really be saddened if I had to leave, or if he left, because I hate to think I'd have to find somebody new. He knows all my strengths, all my weaknesses, and I really feel like when you have that history, it really enhances care when you know somebody and you know somebody well, and especially if you know them personally.
Okay, so to take a look at it, you are in negotiations with GEER about possibly renting that space out and staying in that space.
Yes, I mean, I'd love to stay in this space. It's more space than I would need, but it's a beautiful space, and the location, the parking, everything about it's perfect. And I think it's going to work. And I'm hoping to have an answer, a final answer, probably sometime this week.
Okay, now when you decide to actually go out on your own and open up, obviously you're going to have to let everybody know. So let us know when you decide upon a location, because I am dead serious when I say, and you can either agree with this or not agree with this, but there's a bond that's formed, like I said, between a physician that you've had for years and between a physical therapist, because you know that person inside out, and you can almost know in advance when things aren't going right.
No, I think you're right. You know, there is a bond, and and there's an understanding. And, you know, when you know somebody personally and you know what they want and what they need, I really think enhances the experience and enhances how we deliver care. And medicine is a science, but there's an art there. And the personal connection, I think, is so important.
Now, I want to also get across while we're speaking with Mike Mangini about the closing of the outpatient services at Geer for rehab. I'm not criticizing Geer in any way. They've had to make a business decision. They've made a decision to focus on in-house people. This isn't a slap at Geer at all. These are the times we happen to be in. It's just that when you have someone in your area that has provided a service for over 20-some years, it's shocking when the possibility is there that it might not be there. So I think everybody breathes a little sigh of relief when they hear that you want to stay and you're going to open up your own practice. And it might even be, if everything works out perfectly, right there if you rent the space from Geer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a win-win. I think I look around at the community. There's, you know, physicians, nurses, doctors, you know, pharmacists. They're all leaving. They're not only leaving the area, but they're leaving the field. They're leaving medicine. So there is a shortage of health providers. And I think, especially in this area, there is a big shortage of physical therapy services. And I think I'm going to be delivering a great product and continuing to deliver, you know, specialized physical therapy services, you know, one-on-one. And I want to continue to provide, you know, excellent care. And I think, for me, this is the best way I can do it.
Now, let's take a little, just a little bit, look back at your history. How did you get into physical therapy in the first place? And after 20-some years, has it turned out different than you imagined when you first started many years ago?
You know, it's funny. I have a student right now. And I think about when I was a student and how long ago it was and how much has changed in the medical field. So I got into physical therapy when I was in high school, and back in the 80s, physical therapy was really in its infancy. Nobody in my high school, when I went to a big high school, was interested in physical therapy, but I was a runner. I've been running for, actually, this August is my 40th year of running, and I got injured running, and I went to a physical therapist, and I had such an amazing experience. I knew right there that's what I wanted to do. So I graduated PT school in 1990. So it's my 32nd year of practice.
You know, and physical therapy now really has become side by side something that physicians recommend at first for a lot of problems. It really has become a very important tool in your own personal physician's tool of things that they can do to help their patients out.
Yeah, absolutely. And Connecticut's a direct access state, so folks can actually come to a physical therapist without a physician referral. But you're right, physical therapists are being used more and more for conservative management, you know, drug-free, risk-free, and also very likely to help.
All right, so so we should know, and hopefully by the end of this week, we're speaking, of course, on August 23rd. We should know by the end of this week where and when you will continue with your practice.
Exactly. I do have updated contact information. I've got a website that's coming up soon. So everything is moving forward. I'm excited, and I'm very glad to stay in the area.
All right. And do you have a location for the website yet, or is that still yet to come? Where we could publicize it?
Again, probably, you know, within a week or so, I should have everything. Other than my email and my phone, my business phone, I don't have the website up just yet.
Okay, and if people want to reach you by a business phone, once again, give the number so people can contact you if they're actually finding out about this for the first time.
Sure, it's 860-309-4449.
Mike, I definitely will be in contact with you by the end of the week to get updated information so we can pass it along to the people. I think it's just that important because when you're around for 20-some years, you have quite a list of clients that actually depend on you.
Yeah, thanks, Marshall, and I look forward to it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Mike Mangini, who once again helped me out and probably helped you out and somebody you know out, once again with their Geer announcing. And like I said, this is not a slap in the face of Geer at all. They have to make a business decision for Geer itself and for the residents that live there. That's their first mission. But they're going to be ending their outpatient physical therapy at Geer in September. So Mike Mangini, of course, who we all know, is going to be moving ahead and opening up his own practice, hopefully renting out the space at Gear. But if not, we'll let you know exactly where and when he will. So our best to Mike here from Robin Hood Radio.